95.7 The Hog. Hey, it's the Morning Hog Happy Hour because it's Friday and it's race weekend. And Josh Messar-Pratt is right there. And Brian from Michael Walker Brewing back brought us the tasty two-time blonde.
Hot dog.
So good. Yes. It's race weekend. This is exciting. And I'm sure for you it's probably still exciting. Although, again, you grew up in Daytona, so I would assume race weekend was either great or really annoying for you because of the traffic and congestion and restaurants and stores and everything. Do you still enjoy a good race weekend though?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Good. Yeah. Being a local, you've got to at least be annoyed at some point, right? Otherwise, you're not cool or whatever. Yeah. But no, I love it. I always love the races and everything. You know, from the 24 hours, the motorcycles, but especially Daytona 500.
Okay, so as a president of a speedway. As you mentioned, you've done this, so you've seen it from every possible angle. Which do you prefer as a fan of the sport? What is a better way to enjoy it? I would think the president's the worst thing because you have to worry about everything at that point. You don't even get to enjoy the actual race.
Yeah, the tracks that I was president of, I hardly saw any laps.
Brutal.
You know, so I would see maybe a couple during the day, during the day, and that was about it.
That's rough. Because you're a race fan, probably at heart, and you don't get to see any racing.
Correct.
That's no good.
Yeah, and you know, I've got the best credentials, too.
You get in the president's box, bro.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't get to see anything. So I have to go to somebody else's race track to watch a race. You know, it's kind of wacky. But it's great. It's awesome. Great time of year here.
And I would recommend that you go get some of this Michael Walker Brewing beer so that you can get all kinds of places.
There you go.
Right? Everywhere. And on tap, too, right?
Yeah, on tap. But like I said, it's the easiest way to do it.
SRProd.com/beerfinder. Oh, I almost messed it up. Whew. There's a lot of pressure right there. So, Brian, this is when you get to run around with Michael. You've been friends for years, so you know him.
I do.
There are probably people who don't know him, who just know him from TV. It's the same guy.
It really is.
And it's the same dude.
Yeah, the language is a little saltier. You know.
I like that part.
Away from TV. But it's the same guy. You never know what he's going to be up to. And, right. So it's always fun.
Now, when you're being an evil genius in the lab and trying to come up with new brews, you mentioned the tap room in Bristol has a whole bunch of different offshoots. What are some of your favorites of that maybe eventually find their way into cans and stuff that people can enjoy all around?
Yeah, good question. We've been making a juicy IPA that is really, really delicious. Okay. And I think that one's going to end up making its way into package by the end of the year. And then the porter, to me, during the winter when it's cold, I love a porter. We make a really good one. And so I always look forward to the weather changing in Bristol because I know I'm going to get some porter.
That's right.
So those two are really good. But I tell you, the other one that's turned into sort of like a sensation, I guess, in the Bristol area is our peach ale.
Oh, really?
And it's very labor intensive. There's real peaches in there. And so our head brewer made me promise that we would never put it in distribution.
that would be a...
So, the big release is coming in, I guess, March 4th. And everybody's looking forward to that. And they're all excited. And we serve it with a gummy ring, a peach gummy ring in the glass. So that one's a kind of a treat for, the tap room only. But the juicy IPA, I think probably by the end of the year, that'll find its way into six packs.
We need to make a road trip then, I guess.
I was going to ask some specifics about the tap room. You guys open 7 days a week or food up there?
It's a full restaurant. So okay. We were awarded the best of Bristol for our chicken wings.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got burgers and all that sort of thing. And we're open 6 days a week right now. We're closed on Tuesdays.
Okay.
But otherwise, lots of live music, sports going on. We got, all the big screen TVs.
So we drive up on a Tuesday.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, there you go. Use that as the drive day. Yeah. And then that way, you're good to go for 6 days.
That's not that far.
And I have made that trip before in a car. And if you do it right, it's fun.
Well, we're not all fitting in yours.
No. No, exactly. We have to draw straws or something.
We'll pull a trailer.
All right. So we talked about packing a cooler for this weekend for those, maybe some amateurs going to the Speedway for the first time. So you get six of these, right? You get your Walter brews. Mm-hmm. And then, Steve, what do you do? You get your six-pack cooler, right? You
take them, put them in your soft cooler, load it up with ice, get you a 12-inch sub, bag of chips, a couple of waters, you're good to go. That's how you do it.
It sounds like a whole race weekend survival kit.
Right.
Or, in this case, one day survival kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day is good.
Okay.
That's one day.
There you go. That's
rinse and repeat.
That's Steve's fun tip of the day. There you go. Brian, I hope you're taking notes. We'll get you the transcripts of that in case you want to use that.
Exactly.
But it is nice to have that horizon, right? Oh, you always have something on the back burner that may end up coming to the forefront, whether it's the biggest thing in the tap room or end up in cans.
So yeah, like yeah. And we've got one that we're going to, I think, put out in May. The liquid is done. It's fabulous. We're calling it a Southern Lager.
Okay.
And the name of the beer will be 15, which, of course, was the number that Michael carried to right. two Daytona 500 championships.
Love that.
So that we're working on the artwork for the package, but I think that'll come out in May.
Okay.
And really light, easy to drink beer. It's another great poolside, on the beach, wherever the warm weather takes you. And it's going to be an awesome summer beer.
So I feel like I might, because if you follow you guys on the socials, on Instagram especially, you get to see some fun pictures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it makes you, and it teases you because you're thinking, I want that beer now. It's coming soon. Just wait for it.
Yes.
Or take a road trip to Bristol.
Yeah.
And Bristol's a good place. You can go watch NASCAR there. You can watch drag racing at the same place, really. And not at the same time, though, obviously. Parking lot would be a mess. If that
rumor happened. Is we're going to have a lawnmower race at the brewery during NASCAR week in April.
Really?
Yes, that's the rumor.
I like this rumor. Yes.
I love that you start it's a rumor.
You're starting your own rumor.
I'm starting the rumor today. Yeah. So, and I would be in a position to know whether this is happening or not. So right. it's not really working as a rumor. But
this is
I'm
a riding mower.
You.
It's yes. a riding mower.
I think so. Yes. Yes.
Do we have any
celebrities racing?
Can we get a broad entry into that? Maybe.
Let's make it happen.
I think so. I think so. You guys rise to the level of celebrity status.
Do we?
I think really? So. So I have an entry in this race for you whenever you're ready. So
Steve just brushed his shoulder off over there.
Yeah, I know, right? He's feeling it now.
Got this.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the weekend for all of Daytona to celebrate all things Michael Waltrip Brewing. And thanks so much for bringing us these tasty beers again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tell Michael we said hi, and thank you. And thanks to him for allowing you to talk for a change.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure the next time it won't happen.
It definitely won't happen the next time. And we'll see you guys next year, too.
Right? Yeah. SRProd.com/beerfinder. Cheers.
Cheers.